This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania, which is currently offering customers a door and window super deal. You can now save $500 on every window and $1,000 on every door from May 1st through May 31st. Super indeed. Visit renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal before it ends. A DA plans on pursuing the death penalty against a man who killed three of his relatives before fleeing to New Jersey. Meanwhile, officials are grappling with flood insurance premiums due to all this rain. Pennsylvania will be spared during a massive bug occupation, and the state's favorite cocktail can make you feel like a true class act. I'm Claudia DeMiro, and you're listening to Today in PA. Andre Gordon Jr. fatally shot his stepmother, sister, and the mother of his children in Bucks County before fleeing to New Jersey, where he was arrested last month, reports the Associated Press. And as of Wednesday, Bucks County District Attorney Jennifer Scorn says she plans on seeking the death penalty against him. Gordon faces charges such as three counts of first-degree murder. A possible motive behind his crimes hasn't been released yet. Heavy rains are becoming more frequent and are lasting for a lot longer, reports Y. And because of that, the Pennsylvania Flood Insurance Premium Task Force, which was established last year, is grappling with the cost of flood insurance as well as ways that local governments can mitigate the risk of floods. And making sure people who need insurance get it, too, because according to Insurance Commissioner and Task Force Chair Michael Humphreys, quote, "not even close," unquote, to enough people are covered. Humphreys and crew are expected to provide recommendations for lowering premiums and supporting mitigation efforts to Governor Josh Shapiro and the General Assembly in July. Trillions of red-eyed, bug-eyed periodical cicadas will be crawling out from under the ground very, very soon, states the Associated Press. Broods 13 and 19 haven't been around together since 1803, when Thomas Jefferson was president, and will come out to get some sun and a little love around mid-May. But for the bug queasy, rest easy. Pennsylvania, writes the Associated Press, quote, "will be spared," unquote, during this cicada occupation. A separate Associated Press article notes that the cicadas will specifically rise in Georgia and the rest of the Southeast. They also have very strong pee and can apparently contract an STD that turns them into zombies. Sheesh, no wonder they stay underground. Pennsylvania's favorite cocktail, quote, "can make you feel like a true class act," says PennLive. PennSteaks found each state's favorite cocktail based on a list they created of some of the most popular as well as search volume. Pennsylvania's was revealed to be the Manhattan, a rye-based libation that also happens to be the number one cocktail nationwide, too. In second nationally was the Manhattan's cousin, the Old Fashioned, and in third, a James Bond favorite, the Martini. A happy Friday to you all. To stay up to date over the weekend, pay a visit to PennLive.com. Also, please remember to leave this podcast a rating and to share it around wherever and with whomever you can. Thanks in advance. And of course, thanks for sticking with us. I'm Claudia DeMiro, and we'll get back together next week for more Today in PA. This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania, which is currently offering customers a door and window super deal. You can now save $500 on every window and $1,000 on every door from May 1st through May 31st. Super indeed. Visit renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal before it ends.